What is up, everyone? My name is Liam, and welcome to the Comet Tales Remastered Podcast. Today, we are going to be talking about the 70s, so without further wait, let's get right into it. So first up, we have a famous actor that I'm sure most of you know, Sylvester Stallone. So something that people remember from the 70s is the movie Rocky. Rocky is a very popular movie and has led to a series of 8 movies and possibly more to come. With all these movies, there is one actor that stars in all of them, and that is Sylvester Stallone. Stallone, born in 1946, starred in his first movie in 1970. Then he got the starring role in Rocky. Stallone gained worldwide fame from starring in this movie. Stallone went home, and after 3 days and 20 straight hours, he had written the script. Erin Winkle and Robert Chertoff became interested and offered Stallone $350,000 for the rights to the script, but had their own casting ideas for the lead role, including Robert Redford and Burt Reynolds. Stallone refused to sell unless he was able to play the lead character, and eventually, after a substantial budget cut to compromise, it was agreed he could be the star. This soon led to the making of the sequel, Rocky II, in 1979. So, my opinion on this, Stallone, I've seen him act in a variety of different movies, and he is a great actor. From the first Rocky to Creed II, he plays a role like it's his normal life. He is inspiration for upcoming actors. He has played a lead role in many amazing movies and will probably play lead roles for years to come. I would agree that the 70s is where Stallone got his fame with Rocky. Rocky is a great example of how Sylvester Stallone is a hardworking actor. He is a role model for all actors. Next, we have the ending of the Vietnam War. The Vietnam War was a long, costly, and divisive conflict that pitted the communist government of North Vietnam against South Vietnam and its principal ally, the United States. The conflict was intensified by the ongoing Cold War between the United States and the Soviet Union. More than 3 million people, including over 58,000 Americans, were killed in the Vietnam War, and more than half of the dead were Vietnamese civilians. Opposition to the war in the United States bitterly divided Americans, even after President Richard Nixon ordered the withdrawal of U.S. forces in 1973. Communist forces ended the war by seizing control of South Vietnam in 1975, and the country was unified as the Socialist Republic of Vietnam the following year. So, my opinion on this, I wasn't alive for the time, but the Vietnam War was one of the highest death toll wars in history. Yes, there have been wars in history with more deaths, but those wars were over something big, tending to be worldwide, like both the world wars. I mean, Germany and its allies were trying to take over Europe and then eventually the rest of the world. So, I mean, the death toll for that almost makes sense. But the Vietnam War was over the country of Vietnam becoming a communist nation. It's terrifying how something so little can cause a war that was so fatal. Even though I wasn't alive, I'm sure that the ending of this war was one of the most relieving things for citizens and everyone else on the earth to experience. So last but not least, we have the founding of the Apple Computer Company. Apple was founded by Steve Jobs, Steve Wozniak, and Ronald Wayne in April 1976 to develop and sell Wozniak's Apple I personal computer, though Wayne sold a share back within 12 days. It was incorporated as Apple Computer Inc. in January 1977, and sales of its computers, including the Apple II, grew quickly. Within a few years, Jobs and Wozniak had hired a staff of computer designers and had a production line. Apple went public in 1980 to instant financial success. Over the next few years, Apple shipped new computers featuring innovative graphical user interfaces, such as the original Macintosh in 1984, and Apple's marketing advertisements for its products received widespread critical acclaim. However, the high prices of its products and limited application library caused problems, as did power struggles between executives. In 1985, Wozniak departed Apple amicably and remained an honorary employee while Jobs and others resigned to find Next. So, my opinion of this final event that we're talking about today is, I mean, Apple is one of the most successful technology companies to this day. Creators of Apple computers, mobile devices, Apple is one an amazing company. As an owner of an Apple product, they know what they're doing. They put time and work into every detail of their product and make sure that they built the best that they can be. Their products perform greatly and are better than competing brands. Apple has brilliant minds within it. Every product they make is better than the last. Their products are getting better every day. They send out updates to make their software better and allow their products to perform better for their consumers. So that's all for today, guys. Be sure to tune in on the next edition of the Comet Tales Remastered podcast. I'll see you guys next time.